StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.
And now it's time for StoryCorps Orlando. Susie Ann Reynolds a cappella tells her aunt, Mickey Reynolds, about her acting career, losing her mom in a car crash, and her subsequent activist work to prevent distracted driving.
Okay, so Susie, let's start from the present, and we'll work our way backwards. Right now in your life, you are attending the Savannah College of Art and Design as a performing arts major. So talk to me about what you hope to accomplish by attending this school.
I want to be an actor.
Well, I've known you your whole life. For a long time, you've said that you want to be a star. If thinking back, like, when's the first time you remember thinking, I want to be a star?
Middle school probably is like when I for real was like, yeah, that's what I want to do.
So tell me about the first time you remember ever watching a rom-com.
Oh, okay. This rom-com got me in some trouble, man. It was...
Sorry.
For real. I got in trouble at school because I said something I should not have said. Because I didn't know that it was wrong, but it was wrong for a third grader to say. But the first, like, real rom-com that I remember, like, to where I watch it today and I'm like, yep, watched that as a kid, is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days with my mom. We watched that, I remember. Matthew McConaughey, Kate Hudson.
So you and your mom, it was pretty much you and your mom from the time you were, what, two, I think? I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. They were married for 2 years.
Right. So I thought. And your dad left and, you know, moved. You saw him occasionally, but he wasn't a major influence in your life. Right. It was you and your mom, and you were thick as thieves. And then not long after you started sixth grade, something changed your life that was difficult.
You want me to tell you the story? Yeah, so we... Don't cry.
Sorry. I had no idea that I would. I don't know why, but at certain times. Like, I could talk about it all day long and I won't tear up.
It's because we're intimate right now.
I guess it's the airstream. It's the magic power of the airstream is making me emotional. But it does speak to the fact that I still feel very emotional about it. So anyways, tell the story.
Yeah, so I was in sixth grade and my mom and I... My mom and I. We were living with her older sister and then cousin. And so we were all four living together, unconventional family.
But cute.
We hadn't been living in that house for very long. On Sunday, it was a Sunday.
It was Sunday.
Yeah. November 15th. This was 2009. My aunt was driving. My mom was in the passenger seat. We were driving and a light turned red, so we stopped. And then my aunt waited until the light turned green and she went forward. And it was a big four-way intersection. And we got into a car accident. The driver who hit us was on her phone. She wasn't paying attention. She was distracted. She was going 45 miles per hour. The speed limit didn't touch her brakes. And she hit us on the passenger side. And so right like where my mom was sitting, we fell into like a ditch and that's where we ended up. And so my mom essentially died on impact. She was dead before they could get her to the hospital. She bled out internally. And my cousin, he was the only one who remained conscious. And he doesn't ever talk about it, so I don't know how much he actually remembers. But he broke his collarbone, and he has a pretty decent scar on his forehead. And my aunt had internal bruising. She was in ICU for a while, right?
Yeah, about 5 or 6 days.
I fractured my skull, and they had to life flight me or whatever to Arnold Palmer Hospital in Orlando, and I was in a coma. My heart stopped. They really like didn't think I was gonna wake up. They were like, okay, well, you know, they told you guys to be prepared and everything because they just didn't think that I was gonna wake up. I did. Hey. And so
I think one thing that sort of helped, because it was a very difficult journey, but helped through the journey, was participating in some activism about encouraging people not to drive distracted. Can you talk about some of the things you did to try to get the word out to people, even influence Florida state legislation about the dangers of distracted driving and that there needed to be more done on a law enforcement side?
So my mom's students started an organization after she passed called Reynolds Right Hands.
And I guess we didn't even mention that your mom was a high school English and social studies teacher.
Yeah, she's
we should mention that. And at the time of the accident, was teaching at Crooms Academy of Information Technology. So it was an IT magnet school with a little more than 600 students. And most of the students who attended that school, she had taught at one point or another, and she was a favorite.
So I've done, and I did things in high school on the anniversary of the accident. I would set up a table at lunch, and people would take the pledge and stuff. And so done stuff, you know, pretty much since then, trying to right. fight it and tell people about it and stuff. And so
I remember the time that the two of us spoke at an assembly at your high school, because I had the great pleasure of being your principal as well as your aunt.
Right.
And, you know, you could hear a pin drop in an auditorium full mm-hmm. of students. That we had conversations about that for a long time afterward. People
really,
I think, really that made an impact. Somebody they know, somebody they look up yeah. to, a personal story, mm-hmm. I think does make people think, which is why I think it's important for people to tell their stories, mm-hmm. because it's individual, impactful stories that help us connect, not just statistics yeah. that we have no emotional connection to.
Susie Ann Reynolds Acapella and Mickey Reynolds from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Orlando, produced locally by Juan Gualda at WMFE. Find details and more stories at wmfe.org/StoryCorps.
StoryCorps Orlando is sponsored by Orlando Health.